Hi, you're listening to Goats Notes with your host, I'm Jay.
And my name is Zipporah.
This is your decolonized vegan podcast.
If you like this episode, don't forget to rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcast.
Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Welcome to another episode, y'all.
Hello! Happy New Year!
2022, what's good?
New Year, new G's. For the goats.
Right. How have you been?
Weigh in. Comment below.
Jay, I really thought really
I thought it was really funny. Like, it was like a call for engagement.
Is the mic plugged in?
Yeah, it is. I checked it.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, how have you been?
Good.
How's your new year?
Tired. Sorry. Boring.
Really?
I really don't care for this time of year.
Why?
I just don't. I hate it. I really dislike it. I think it's like there's a lot of expectations around how you should feel and where you should be and what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. And I just am like, don't tell me what to do and fuck off. It's just really annoying. Like,
Yeah.
And is everyone so chum cheerium? And it's just like, ugh, I definitely feel like a Scrooge every year. But I'm also just like,
that's your truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's annoying. And I think something I decided this year was like, I don't fucks with Christmas. Like, I need a new tradition.
Mm.
Like, a whole new something to, like, bring me joy, because this is not it. Yeah. And I just bought this fucking tree, so I'm gonna find a way to.
That's like you took that.
I have to incorporate this into my new traditions.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but maybe I can, like, make the tree into a different kind of sculpture or something.
Maybe having, like, a natural tree would be fun. Oh. I did that one year, but it was kind of a mess.
Not with a cat. Yeah, it's not bad.
Word up.
Yeah, but generally, like, fine. I'm, you know, doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm, Yeah, you know what I mean? 2022 feels unreal.
Now it just started.
I feel like it doesn't feel like it's been a year since it's been
2021. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, I remember for January of 2021, I was doing like what I eat in a day videos daily on TikTok. And I'm thinking of doing it on Instagram instead, right? And it doesn't feel like a year, but I'm like, damn, like, yeah, it was a year ago. So, time flies.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, it's what it is.
We left it.
We what?
I don't know. Yeah. I had a chai tea, y'all. Forgive me. Actually, that's also, okay, first of all.
Chai chai?
It's a chai, yeah. Like a tea tea?
Yeah.
I had a chai.
Yeah.
What I should have said.
Or I had some chai.
I had,
let's say,
a chai.
I don't think you could quantify
chai.
I had a tea.
Yeah.
I think I would say.
And then it's kind of vague, right? Because people don't know what kind of tea I had. I had a blend of herbs and spices. Anyway, in lieu of not having coffee.
Yeah.
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 Because I live with a couple of coffee vacuums.
Well, you can always buy your coffee, whatever.
Oh, I did, actually. It's gobbled up.
Or, you know, when you do groceries, but that's fine. So today we're going to be talking about hobbies and side hustles. Is the title, what?
You're right.
Was that not a smooth enough transition for today? Was that the problem?
I just think that there could have been, you know, a segue.
You mean like a weird sing-songy...
Like, speaking of coffee... Or be like, coffee? Wow. A lot of people...
Some people have coffee as hobbies, right?
Some people have coffee when they're starting their day off or when they're going to work. Ooh, speaking of work...
Boo, boo, tomatoes. Have you heard that sound?
No. I'm off social medias right now.
That's good.
I just am, yeah. Also, another thing that's annoying me. I think I'm just sensitive right now.
What do you think is making you sensitive?
The world. Yeah. COVID lockdown part three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's also just like, it's just like, it's just too much. Everyone's doing too much. It's like one of those situations where you're like, the more I know, the less I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
I feel you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are we at? Hobbies.
Yeah.
And side hustles. Don't forget. So what are some of your hobbies?
Hey, I have been cleaning out my drafts on social media.
Oh, that's a hobby.
That's one of my like New Year's resolutions or like rituals. Dump out all of social media is one of my side hustles. So
it is
topical.
It is. Year. It
I'm
is.
Literally recording January. 1st, so I don't understand why I'm being met with such like.
Okay, two things. One. I'm laughing because resolutions was a proposed topic before we started
recording. It absolutely was, and it was denied. it didn't go through.
Exactly. But I love that you have worked it into the episode. That's why I'm like, this is great. That's laughing number two. And two, other times when I'd be laughing, you out here being like, why the fuck are you laughing?
That's true.
And I'm like, let me just laugh.
True. Just be you. Yeah, do you. You're right. You're absolutely right. It felt a little accusatory. That was on me. That was me feeling that. And then,
or projecting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like.
So. We're not spilling that tea on this episode. I literally caught Shay up to speed on some like drama, and I.
But we know that they no longer are a listener. So it would be funny.
They would very much be still listening.
Hate listening?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Hissening.
Yeah. Anyways. A
couple of snakes.
One of my, I guess, like, side hustles, hobbies.
Resolutions.
Social media.
Clear the drafts.
And, yeah, so I clear the draft. So then I start the year fresh, which is nice. Social media is a hobby turned into a side hustle. Been doing it for not paid really. I'm just having fun, and for the most part, I don't really do partnerships that often. And most of it is through Patreon that I'm able to monetize my platform. So, one of my New Year's like resolution is to like invest more in my Patreon, like my patrons, I should say. Because, I want to make it, like, a little more special for them.
I feel like I'm doing it the opposite.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Like, it comes in waves, though, but I feel like now, I'm like, you know what? Like, let me...
Because I feel like they don't really... they're not there for what I thought they would be there for.
Yeah, I also thought it would be, like, a super, like, a more engaged, like,
place.
Platform. Because I'm like, I figured if you're paying, then you would be more engaged. But now that I support quite a few creators on Patreon, and I'm like not that engaged with all of them. Like, there are some that I go to like reference.
The ones the only one I engage with is Kelechi. Bob and Monet. Well, Kelechi doesn't really have engaging.
She doesn't post that much, yeah.
She's like, she'll post like a pick a pile, and I'll always like do a double tap or a like or a comment. But the only people like engaging for me is like. Commenting multiple times or like going and doing the polls and stuff. I only do that with like sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
And rarely.
Yeah.
And I love them.
Yeah, no, exactly. So
yeah.
And then I realized also it's like so much work too that I was pouring in. I was like, oh my god, I need to have like this many posts this month, and I need to do this, I need to do that. And I was like, hey, let's step back. Let's see who actually made this recipe that we posted this month. Okay, no one? Great. So maybe next month we don't have to post four recipes because that...
No one is making them.
Four recipes.
Yeah.
And that's fine because they have like four from last month or whatever. You know what I mean? So just like adjusting that. But I do want to,
No, I'm there with
pour
you.
Pour in a little bit more.
You'd be pouring in and writing so much.
I know.
Like so much. And then you finish writing and you're like, oh my god, I'm so happy about writing that. And there's zero likes.
But that's the other thing too, like
likes, and you're like,
I
don't care about the likes, but it's just like, is that only two people saw this?
Yeah, it does make you feel a type of way. I kind of lie, but I remember I saw a post by the NAP ministry, and it was just like suggesting that we divest from sharing all of our thoughts and like expertise on social media, and journal, keep it to yourself, like voice note it, whatever, like archive it. And then maybe down the road, if you want to like publish like a book or just like an essay, like just for yourself, for your own personal like reference. And like, and I was like, that's like actually good advice. Cause I feel like all too often we're just like, at least for me, it's just like sharing and be like, oh my gosh, I thought of this. I'm like sharing this, sharing that. I'm like, I don't think y'all actually are at the level where you can critically engage with what I'm bringing forth in a lot of ways. And I don't think that it's worth the effort, like on both ends, right? Because it's like you're there racking your brain, like, oh, what the fuck is this? And then I'm also just like spending time on things that maybe, you know, you don't even, you're not even ready to hear, you don't want to hear. So yeah, I think finding that balance is definitely key. So
yeah, I definitely agree with that. Especially, yeah. I definitely need, finding the balance is like, I only go on, I straight up only post now if it's like something I think that like I want to share, essentially, as opposed to being like every day I have to post something.
Yeah.
Because it used to literally be like this race to be like, oh my gosh, I have to like, when am I going to post today? Like, okay, I have this story or I have this thing I could do. Da, 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 da. And I'm just like,
the girls are not trying to be like that.
And even if they are, it's like,
they could wait.
Yeah, I have, like, I literally just have, like, a huge list of posts that I'm just like, I'll post these when I'm ready.
Yeah.
Because, it's like, I think for me, also, I'm rarely called now to share unless it's paid. So, it's, like, my last, like, four things for social media were paid because I was just, like, I'm not. Mm-hmm. And they haven't even been released yet. But it's, like, those will probably be the next four things I share. Because it's just like, I don't know. Especially, with like hobbies and side hustles. I just am like, I think I'm at a point where I'm like.
What is this?
I don't want to. Oh, this is like a hand motion I made. Meaning to tighten it up. To
wrap it up.
Yeah. To close up some of the things. To not be doing an octopus's job when I have two hands.
So what are some of your hobbies? I don't think we really, I think we spoke of like social media because that's like.
Yeah, social media is one, you know.
A hobby is a side hustle, right?
It's a side hustle. Yeah, it's a side hustle. I wouldn't say it's a hobby anymore. Actually.
Your TikTok, I feel like, is a hobby. Oh my god!
It is a hobby, yes. My TikTok is certainly a hobby.
Yeah.
I think, though, I don't know how I feel about my TikTok.
I didn't want to rehash.
I go, like, so, because I feel like I like, will put out a bunch of, like, videos that, like, show a little bit of, like, who I am, and then they do not do well. But then videos that are, like, here's some generic basic 1-2 haha. Then they're like, oh wow, thousands of views.
But Jade, that's
like, that actually is wild. I'm like, I know exactly what it doesn't mean. It just is exhausting.
No, I know.
And I'm like, yes, this isn't a reflection of the world's view of who I am. It's just tiring to deal with an algorithm that is reluctant to show my content to the audiences that I think would like it.
Yeah. I can see that,
That being said, my business, like, where I do, you know, workshops and stuff, that's going well. It's just slow when the kids are in school, I'm realizing. Because it's just, like, all of my business is pretty much from, like, June to, like, September.
So. Well, it's not bad then, because then you have, like, 2 months to...
It's not bad, no, but I would like to find ways to make it, like, more sustainable throughout the year, if that makes sense. Because there's things to do all year round in, like, the field of urban ecology. And there's so many cool... There's so much cool stuff that happens when, like, the kids aren't in school. Like, the salmon run... like just the return of thousands of salmon to like lay their eggs in this urban stream. That happens like in October. That's like right there. It's down the street. Really? I know. Wild.
Yeah. That's so close.
So yeah, workshops.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that was like a hobby that turned into a side hustle, or is that like something that you were doing for, I guess, like university kind of, and then you started doing it for yourself?
No, it was something that I got asked to do actually because of social media. And then I realized I had like an opportunity. So then I was just like, well, might as well just start a business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was more like, you know, I wasn't really doing it for school. It doesn't really, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to like.
Is school a hobby?
Cute.
No, I don't really do it for fun. I do it for fun. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, so we were talking about this episode for almost like 30 minutes before we started recording. And Jay and I really are just butting heads on what a hobby is and what a hobby is not.
Yeah.
And
because I think a hobby is something you do for fun.
So I think there are different elements that can be associated to a hobby. Fun can be one of them. I think generally, yeah, enjoyment, pleasure, fun. Yeah.
Enjoyment.
Yeah. But yeah, some of the main threads, like a hobby is considered to be a regular activity that is done for enjoyment, typically during one's leisure time. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's
intended
leisure time
for the individual first.
Okay.
That I think is a key distinction.
I don't think
because you're trying to out. Sorry, go for it.
No, you go.
No, you say it.
Because I don't think that, like, your intention is, like, should be analyzed to that extent. You know what I mean? Like, is this only for you? Like, okay, so what is for you and for someone else? Like, this, we're not talking about, like, self-care. We're talking about a hobby.
Yeah.
Like, if I, okay, so that's the example, right? One of my hobbies is cooking, right?
Yeah.
I love to cook.
But you don't exclusively, if you were to exclusively cook for other people, that would not be a hobby. That would be a side hustle because you would be a chef.
Wait, that's literally not the conversion I was going to make.
But that's why for intentions for yourself is important.
No, because it's like, I like to cook, right? Mm-hmm. Cooking, yeah, but I'll also like, I'll make extra food, I'll give some to you sometime, give some to my boyfriend, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's not just for me.
No, but I think that it's at the core, you're not cooking for other people. You're cooking with
the
intent
core,
to feed yourself.
At the core, perhaps not, but I think that the intent is sometimes to also feed my boyfriend. Like,
I can't
ever feed myself without feeding that guy. Like, he's always eating. So, like, I think...
I agree. It's like dancing. You're like, I love to dance.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I go out into the world to do a dance, and there are people who are like, oh my gosh, this is a good dance, or oh, I want to dance with you, right? Yeah. I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it because I want to dance. But sometimes that's a thing that I also want, is that maybe I want someone else to come and dance with me. But you see what I'm saying? It's like, if I were to go exclusively to dance for other people, it wouldn't be a hobby.
But you still find enjoyment. Okay, so we're actually talking about drag right now. I don't mention it at all, but we're... So I said that drag was a hobby for
and I was
they,
like, no.
That they have monetized and is now a side hustle.
And I was like, no, it's not.
Because
it was, from the jump, originated to be a means to make money.
But are you doing it for fun?
I'm having fun while doing it.
You're having fun. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then, doesn't necessarily have to be during your leisure time. It could also be... Because let's say when you're paid for a gig, is your transit paid?
No.
So, there's some... parts of that you're doing during your free time.
That's no. Like, that's symptoms of the gig are me taking advantage of the drag for my free time. Like, because people aren't willing to pay me for what I'm worth, isn't like, haha.
No, I see.
Yeah.
I still think. Okay. I think that it was like a hobby that was like turned into a side hustle because it's like, you like
but it
watched
was,
like Drag Race for
but
like,
again
so
yeah
years,
we,
and, like,
we talked
about
this too
so
TV shows
it.
Are not a TV shows are not a hobby
but you have a lot of knowledge about like
I have a lot of knowledge about a lot of things
I know but those could be considered to be hobbies because you spend your time researching them
I think it's just ADHD you just
I know people with ADHD that do not know the things that you know about the topics that you love.
But they know about a lot about the topics that they love.
Perhaps they do, perhaps they don't, but maybe the topics that they do love, maybe those are hobbies for them.
Yeah, but drag is not, drag it wasn't, because I had an interest in drag and then decided to pursue that as a career, wasn't like, oh, this is a hobby. Like, I would say there are aspects of drag that could be considered a hobby, like makeup. I would say that makeup, sure, eventually that will be become a hobby of mine because I am interested in that and it does bring me joy and I will
so
do it during leisure. Makeup would be a hobby, but drag in and of itself, no.
Okay, so makeup is a hobby of yours.
No, makeup is not a hobby yet because I've done it for like 3 times.
For our listeners, what's the fact that you're giving us right now? Y'all, there's so
I'm not
much.
Outing myself on this podcast. Sure, yes, I've been practicing my makeup. I have not.
No practice done. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, so makeup will be a hobby.
Okay.
But it's not yet.
Okay.
Drag is not, because, yeah.
Do you feel like it's like you need to be good at like a hobby in order to claim it? Or like, do you feel like
no.
you need to have like some kind of ground?
I don't think you need to be good at a hobby to claim it. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that you just need to be like doing the thing. Like,
yeah, it
multiple
like
times, like,
yeah,
to some degree of frequency.
Yeah, yeah, it does imply, like, a certain level of, like, regularity.
Yeah, whereas that's, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of makeup, right, one of my hobbies is painting.
Yeah, that's
so,
tea.
Yeah.
That is tea.
So it's very similar, you know, it's on a canvas, though, not a face. Yeah, something I do.
How did you get into that?
It's actually funny. I never really painted as an adult until my friend Asia and I, we met up in real life because we met like through social media. And we did like a picnic and she was like, oh, like we can do painting. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, and I painted and it was like really nice. And she was like, do you paint? I was like, no, I have never painted in years. And she's like, oh. And then, yeah, I went to the dollar store, got some stuff. And I don't know, I'm a bit of an artiste. I can only, like, paint, like, one style, really.
What is that style?
I don't know. It's, like, abstract, very colorful, lots of shapes.
Like fauvism.
Sure. Yeah.
Like abstract fauvism.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, this wouldn't mean that art history is a hobby of mine, just because I have knowledge of it.
See, because I didn't even say that. I didn't say... yeah.
That was a joke.
No, I know, but for me...
It wasn't funny.
So yeah, that's one of my hobbies.
What's another one? Would you say listening to music is one of your hobbies? It's an activity that you do in your leisure for fun. See, there needs to be a line. There needs
true.
To be a line.
Because it's like, what counts as an activity?
I eat. That's not a hobby. You know?
Music can be a hobby if you like are like...
But I think there has to be like some specificity to it. Like
no.
DJing.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be, like, a layer
yeah.
added.
Playlist curator.
Yeah, that could be a hobby.
It just feels like, yeah, no, I get it.
You see where I'm coming from. You see my side of the table.
I just feel like spending lots of time watching and consuming certain content and like doing research. Like, okay.
Look, let's do, for example. No, this is a horrible example. Go for it.
No, there was really nothing to add, really. I'm trying to think what my other hobbies are. I really like playing board games, but I don't know if that's a hobby.
Yeah, that's a hobby. I
think it's like a pastime.
Yeah, more of a pastime.
It's not really something you can do on your own. Though I don't know if a hobby needs to be something that you do by yourself.
I don't think it needs to be. Like, a hobby could be kayaking with a friend.
True. I think, yeah, definitely spinning is like a huge thing. I remember, oh my gosh, I like did a question box. And people are always like, do you do any other activity other than spinning? Is there any other form of physical activity that you do other than spinning? I'm like, okay, first of all, sure. But like, I'm not going to talk about like me going to the gym or whatever. Like, I like to spin. But you are going to make that near fall.
I know.
Yeah, so I would say spinning is another one of my hobbies. Been doing that for...
years now.
Years.
Like half a decade.
It's gonna, oh my god, yeah, it's gonna be 5. I was like, what's happening?
There's a child who's 5 years old right now.
There are many children that are 5 years old right
now. I know, and they all were born when you started spinning.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked. Yeah.
I feel the same way whenever I see like a child that's like a real life child, and then they're like, this is my birthday. I was like, how are you standing?
Yeah. I don't know. Good for them, I guess.
Time after like, time.
Volleyball used to be a hobby. Am I?
No, now we're getting into like sports.
Why sports can't be hobbies?
I don't think they can. Because like, that's a sport.
Well, it's an activity that I did during my leisure time.
But it's like organized.
No one says that you have to be the one orchestrating it.
You're not wrong. I just feel as though sport, there's something different, you know? Like playing back, like you played volleyball professionally, arguably, and for leisure. I would say for leisure would be the hobby.
I didn't play professionally, though.
You had a uniform. This is arguably professional.
I don't think so.
I think uniforms make something pretty professional.
No, like it makes it competitive, perhaps, if you're competing against people.
I think it literally makes them professional. That's why they make uniforms mandatory at all professions.
Jay, you really just run your mouth like it's like. No, but like this is it. I'm like, okay. Just bamboozling people left and right.
But I don't want to confuse you with being a pro in the sport. That's different.
I literally just, like, looked down and then I saw my tattoo. I was like, oh, yeah, like, volleyball used to be a hobby.
Oh.
No.
But you did it on a team.
Yeah.
Okay. So painting and volleyball?
Right.
Painting and volleyball. And you like to go on walks. Would you say that's a hobby?
I wouldn't say going on walks is a hobby. I think it's like necessary for my mental health.
Therapy.
Therapy is not a hobby. Oh my god.
It's something you do often in your times of leisure.
For pleasure, though.
Just try to find pleasure through the pain. Now we're at the part of the show.
No, we're not.
So we've reached the part of the show
you were just laughing, and then I was like, "Jay, like therapy is not a hobby."
But I think it would be fun to be like, "Oh, now it's this part of the show."
When editing it, it's not. It's really not because, like, yeah, unless we did. There's actually a podcast I listen to. Forget What You Heard. And they do like actual like breaks where they're like, hey, like, should we take a break right now? And they're like, hey, yeah, let's take a break. And then they have like a little song.
Azalea Banks?
Yeah.
This podcast? I think it's, speaking of side hustles.
Yeah.
I changed my drag name.
To?
Batty B. Banks.
Why did you change it?
Because there's so many reasons. The first reason was that Lil Yas X, which I love, but it was just already causing me such a headache with people. I was like, it's like art imitating life, imitating art. Like, in my real life, I shortened my name to Jay because I'm tired of people not saying my name right. Mm. And it was already happening. I was like, not,
wait,
no.
How are they messing?
I can't even. I don't even, like, the way, as soon as you get my name wrong, the way I immediately erase that memory because it causes me such anger. Yeah. I'm just like, bleh. But yeah, it was like I was getting this, that, whatever, what have you. Yeah, people already asking me for a shortened version or a nickname. And I'm like, there's a nickname on, like, I've already made a post with my nickname, but you, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? Let me cancel that. And I also, too, I was just like, the anchor point was one artist who I love, but is also just like, it's
tricky.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, exactly. Know. Exactly. It's like, I was just thinking about this, like, you're like, what, 19 and doing your thing now, but you have a very long time ahead of you in the light of the public sphere, and you are already hanging out with some wayward people. So let me just,
for the listeners who may not
know, I'm not explaining that to them.
No, just like what your name is.
Lil Yas X.
Yeah, after Lil Nas.
I didn't want to explain that part.
Sorry, I can cut that out.
Whatever, get the explanation. And then there was, and then I've changed it now to something with a little bit more meaning to both myself, like my, where I come from, and who I like, who like my interests are. The Banks is for Azealia Banks. Yeah.
Another anchor. That's
risky.
Yeah,
but it's not like directly from Azealia Banks. It's just like an associate. Yeah.
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 I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Batty, because, you know.
We're not explaining that on the podcast.
I'm not explaining that. Yeah. That's evident if you get it, and not evident if you don't.
The girls who get it, get it, and the girls who don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
The B stands for Babalorisha, but I'll just keep it at B because I've never explained that to people. Unless you're from Minas Gerais, and then I will explain it to you, but that's it. And then, yeah. It's also funny because I'm from the house of Bukuru. So it's Batty B. Banks Bukuru, which is just like, it's just very fun to say.
And so you were concerned about people mispronouncing your other drag name.
Yeah, but now you can just be like, B.B. Banks, welcome to the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
B.B. Banks, yeah.
And it's like,
B.B. Banks.
And it like throws off the tongue. It's like fun.
Yeah.
High energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Batty B. Banks.
Yeah. I like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Why did you start
with it? I changed my name because of drag. I don't know how we started talking about it, actually.
Huh.
It was something about, oh, what are we? Oh, because I was like, this is a part of the show. That's all I remember.
And you're like, oh my God.
You're like, I hate editing that. And I was like, oh, okay.
But then why, like,
listeners be like,
we
these mogus can't remember.
I would have to re-listen from the top, but it really doesn't matter. That's good. Projects.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm quite happy with the change. And, I'm excited to, I've already started, like, thinking about, like, series of, like, things I want to do. I'm working with this designer from Toronto to do a series of dresses designed after sea slugs. Well, nudibranchs.
Okay.
A series of sea slugs. I'll show you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you order your food from Uber Eats?
No.
From a random delivery service that shall not be named?
I did. Yeah. Do you ever go through these, like, periods where you, like, just, like, mass unfollow on social media?
I've been doing that. Yeah,
I just did that. I was like, I have to cut it down. It's like, it's too much. I was talking with
so
Just One Gersha, and I was like,
I love her.
Over 500,000 people, it's too much. I was like, I need to cut it down.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Here, let me pull up the reference image.
Oh.
And I'm gonna do like my makeup designed off of like the color palettes with them.
Cute.
Right? Nice. Yeah, so I think it'll be cool. But yeah, little things like that. I started like a little folder on my desktop for like outfits and makeup inspo that I'm gonna do off of like wildlife from different regions of Jamaica and Brazil.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. Yeah. Side hustle.
Something to look forward to. 2022.
True. Did I say I have nothing to look forward to?
No, that's not what you...
It's like, why are you painting me out in this
place? We start off the episode, and I was like, you know what? Like, year is not, like, your favorite time of year, holiday season, what have you.
Yeah.
Like, look, you know, exciting stuff to come for the year. Things to look forward to right after this period is over.
You know what is another hobby of mine?
What?
Voices. I've always wanted to be a voice actor.
Oh, really?
No, but like recently.
Oh my god! Just a morsel of truth. Actually, like, I do that all the time. I'm literally always laughing, so I don't know why it's a problem.
The mirror, don't look too good. But no, I think voice acting, like, and like trying to figure out different voices is really funny. Yeah.
There's one, oh my gosh, I kind of want to unfollow. There are so many people that I want to unfollow, but like I feel like I can't because like just social media etiquette. Like,
I know exactly what you mean.
In, like, the social media
I know
world,
exactly
I
what you
like,
mean.
Unfollow them, but like there's one person, oh my gosh, always wearing makeup, like literally, like just all the time, super elaborate. And like the.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's like the act, like the. Acting out of like scenarios is just, it's so uncanny. Like it feels very eerie. There's something really eerie about it because it doesn't feel like
it's
an actual person.
They, what do you mean?
Like they'll do like, I don't know, I'm trying to like say it without being specific.
We can just bleep it.
No. Okay, no wait, I'll show you the account. No, I shouldn't.
Show me the account.
I literally can't even. Okay, yeah. Wait.
For those listening at home, if you'd like to see what we're doing, you can subscribe to our Patreon for the video. Oh, I have no idea who they are. You follow them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, okay, so that's the thing. Like, when I was starting out, like, we were also in a similar place. And, like, in our, like, accounts and stuff.
I see.
And, like, she, like, they're a nice person. They're not, like...
You follow a lot of nice people.
I know. But, like, sometimes I look, I just, like, I can't even bring myself to like it because I'm, like, this is not relatable. It's not funny. It's not original. And I'm just, like, can I get a morsel of just, like, a little bit of realness? Just a little bit of, like, hey, like, why are you always staring at the camera like that? Like, I just don't like it.
It sounds like you need to unfollow this person.
I know. And I've, like, I've muted them. And I'm, like.
Okay, it seems you need to unfollow this person.
I know.
If you've muted them, you need to unfollow them.
Sometimes I'll unfollow people because of my own shit, where it's like some stuff that they're going through, I'm like not big enough to like be supportive for them. Like I'm just like a hater. So I will like mute them until I'm ready, until I'm in a better place.
Fair enough.
That I could unmute them and then like I could actually be there the way that I need to be there as like a whatever person. So like sometimes I do that for people. But, like, I don't think that this is that kind of mute. I think it's a kind of mute where I'm like, girl, like, I'm tired. But there's a lot of them like that. And I'm like, am I just, like, cutting off bridges? Am I just, like, I don't know.
I know how you feel. I just have to follow. I just unfollowed a bunch of people. There are so many people also that you just, like, make weird rules with. I'm like, oh, I can't unfollow you because,
you
I don't know. Like, I have, like, some people I'm like, oh, I can't unfollow you because you were, like, a child or like a camper and like me unfollowing you would be like weird because it would be like, oh my gosh, why did you unfollow just me?
Yeah.
Or like if I didn't unfollow all of the campers and then if one of the I was like, I'm not trying to figure go through and unfollow every single camper I'd done ever followed to like figure out. But then I went and did that.
Where you're just like, actually, I don't like
I was like, it just much. Doesn't make sense. It wasn't that I didn't like them. It was just like, it just doesn't make sense. I'm like, you're 10 in my eyes and you're not, you're like, sure, you could be out here doing things, but it's like, I think for me, a lot of it comes down to like, oh, will I interact with you again in the real world?
Yeah, that's the thing.
And
that's,
I'm just like, I realized it was like, no, even if I go to Spain or something, or even if this happens, or if this happens, or if death happens, I'm like, I'm not going to seek out my old campers. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like sat there. I was like, there's not something I'm going to do. And there's not scenarios in which I'm going to be actively like calling on you. Like,
you never know.
That's true. You never know. But I'm also just like,
I'm not
just in case, you know, it's like, you can be here or you can be or not. But it's also like, we did this thing like what, 10 years ago. So
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Just unfollow.
Okay. I got to do it on TikTok as well, y'all. Wow. Actually, I think I already unfollowed her on TikTok.
Okay, well, there you go.
Because like, you know when people, like, when you'll say something and then people paraphrase it and, like, miss it?
I'm like, close to like, unfollowing this person, you know.
No.
Y'all, because their content is getting so annoying.
Oh, no!
I know, but it's, like, etiquette, you know? And, like, that's... We can't say the other person's handle. But that's person's that's friend, bridge. Also. Like, that... Is yeah, but that's they're tight. Like they talk every day or whatever, and I'm like, but, your friend's annoying.
Yeah, but that also like anyway, I can't.
What happened? What happened there?
No, nothing happened.
Okay, right.
But like,
yeah. So I'm just like, but I'm realizing I'm like I'm just like in a sour mood because of the time.
Not me, literally.
So I'm like, I was like, I did do a massive following, but I was like, I also need to rein it in because, not every day.
Yeah. And supposedly, like, you find your way back to, like, some accounts. Mm-hmm. It's happened to me before where I've, like, unfollowed people and then I come back. And I also, like, unmuted someone, too, recently.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, oh, I actually can't even remember why I muted you. That was petty of me. And happy to see you're doing well. But that's, like... I don't know, I feel like that's growth. I think that's, like, a good... You have to be, like, a sub-level of self-aware to be like, you know what? I need to remove myself from this space, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And not have to, like, act out. You know what I mean? Because it's, like, sometimes I get people that, like, clearly just don't want to be in that space that are, like, bitter and angry and, like...
Yeah.
And it's, like, girl, you realize you don't have to be here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's always, like, awkward.
When you're the person that doesn't have to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. I know it to be true. So new hobbies for the new year. What are you thinking?
I don't think I'm going to be picking up any new hobbies.
None in the whole year?
We'll see.
Yeah, you can't say for certain.
Yeah, COVID really was unfortunate.
Maybe you'll become a doctor.
Maybe I'll pick it up. I've been rewatching Grey's Anatomy. Sorry, you mentioned Doctor, so I'm like, I love it.
Dr. Grey.
I'm so obsessed.
Dr. Shepherd.
I literally sped through seasons like 16. I would say like 16 and 17. I'm like,
the show has been on forever.
I've been watching it since high school.
No. That show has been on since I was a child.
No, I know. It's been long, like, further. Like, when I started watching it, there were already seasons that were out.
Yeah. Like, they were on season 5 when I started first having, like, my earliest memories.
Yeah. No, you're... Please, how old are you? Like, 17?
4.
No.
When I was 4 or 5, that was 2001.
When you were 6, it was 2001.
Earliest memories.
Yeah.
2001, they were on season 5.
Wait, did they start filming in the 90s? No.
I don't think so.
No, so then that's a lie.
Okay.
Oh my god. They're literally
I
on
season I felt like it was 18. True, though.
They're literally on season 18 right now. I think they started the show in 2005 or 2003.
No, I would have been before then.
Maybe 2003.
Probably 2001. We could Google it, actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of Grey's Anatomy, though, getting more into film is something like I would want to do as a side hustle. I think I'm focusing on for 2022.
Mm.
After meeting the like people
2005.
Behind. 2005. Oh, would you look at that? So we're like both right.
Yeah, something like that.
But
so film's a hobby that you would like to get into.
Well, yeah, just because I like started working with that for because of the Snapchat collab, there was that thing with the Daily Planet crew, mm-hmm. and then they're like, "Let's do stuff," and I'm like, "Yes." Oh, and then I think I'm gonna be doing a book in
2022. Nice.
Yeah, the thing is, I like art and I like doing design and stuff. I'm just like very slow at it. On like Illustrator right now.
Mm.
So I have this meeting coming up.
Okay.
Where we're gonna talk about like publishing stuff.
Very exciting stuff.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little side hustle.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I think having a book out would be really nice, actually. It would mm-hmm. be so like surreal to have like a Scholastic book out, like for Scholastic school kids. Because I used to go to those Scholastic school fairs
yeah.
and steal so much. If you're listening, Scholastic, I never did that. This is all allegedly. But I used to when I was a kid.
Because
it was expensive. True. You'd go in there and it'd be like, people would be like buying pencils and buying erasers and buying all this stuff. And you're like.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully, I think in 2022, I'm just going to get back into
reading.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to be more disciplined with it. I've like already started. I have this app called Habit. This is not sponsored, but it could be. Just putting that out there, Habit. it's like an app and you get to like set your own goals. So I have like a reading goal, I have a Portuguese goal, I have an exercise goal, and then I have a stretching goal.
Oh, nice.
So I get to like click it when I've like done it for the day, which reminds me I actually have to go on Duolingo because basically if you do a lesson
before, is that a hobby?
I would say languages is a hobby because I'm like right now I'm not like thinking of monetizing it, but I'm really thinking about going back to school for languages, but I'm not really sure. Again, I'm kind of stuck. I'm like, how does that like get monetized? But I'm like, also like, does it need to be monetized?
It doesn't need to be, no.
So
but it would we'll be nice see. If yeah. you could. Well, just be like, couldn't you be like an interpreter?
Could, yeah. Or like a translator.
No, but like live action, like at the UN.
I would never work at the UN, but yeah, I guess like. Oh my god.
There are worse places to work.
Jay just gave me a look of like, and that's why you're where you're at right now. Like literally, but not actually meaning it, but like in a, you know. Anyway.
They literally
I just
don't know what you mean.
They do. No, they like do. In a sarcastic tone.
They do.
This was my first time interpreting.
No,
you know.
Oh, that would be good. There are worse places to work.
No, for sure.
No, the UN actually sounds like
I just
like
want
hell.
Like a very like yeah, exactly. I'm like, I want no stress, barely any work, and money. That's what I want.
I know.
So
also, I just started unfollowing people that are on vacation right now. I was like,
it's wild.
I'm salty, and I also am validated because you shouldn't be out here. But don't get me wrong, because I want to be out here too. But also, fuck you.
I
want to
be out there too. I knew this girl I went to high school with, like, jetted. I think 2 days ago. And, like, the caption was, like, it's better to be, like, on the beach at, like, plus 30 instead of freezing cold in minus 20 degrees, or, like, in lockdown. I was, like, girl, you're literally putting other people at risk. You're, like, putting more pressure onto other countries and other healthcare systems that are not as, like, equipped as we are here in Canada, like, you could sit your ass down. Like, you don't need to be going out right now. Like, this is not a necessity.
No.
And it's like, you were out you were literally traveling 4 months ago. So, what, like, what's this, like, deep need that you need to, like, I'm hating.
I get the need. I get the need.
Truly, I would go and not say shit.
Yeah, exactly. I would.
I don't understand why you're posting about it.
But also, to be honest, I'm happy for those that do, because now I know who to unfollow. And also, I watched a little bit before I unfollow, and there was one. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say this. No, I'll say it. I doubt they listen to the podcast. And if they do, well, I'm not talking about you. You can't prove it. But this person went to Hawaii the day they landed, wind and rainstorm, and then their accommodations turned out to be a scam.
Oh, nice.
And so they had no place to stay. And they were out $450. It was like,
I kind of love to see that, though.
I was like, this is, I don't. I'm like, because if it was me, I wouldn't want anyone to say shit. If I was ever in that situation, I don't want none of y'all on this podcast to be like, ha ha. But,
yeah. On the low, though.
On the low, you could laugh. Yeah, because yeah. I would.
Were they white though?
No, that's why I was like, I can't get a full laugh from this.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I take it
back. Also, don't know if they were going there for work or not.
Not J Street hating on people, regardless of situation.
I was like, I kind of want to believe you're here for work because I don't think you're the kind of person that would go to Hawaii where there's a literal order of you like, don't go.
Oh, they will though.
But if they
somebody called. Let me not say, but people I know have gone to Hawaii. And I'm like, wow. Must be nice, really.
Must be nice to literally be wealthy enough to just disregard public health orders.
Yeah, I'm like, what world are you living
in? At no consequence. The world of where class struggles benefit the rich.
Yeah.
Ugh, so exhausting. Speaking of the rich, that's another hobby of mine. I'd like to get rich.
Oh, yeah?
Not actually, no. I don't think I've ever said that sentence out loud. I want to, like, recant it. Knock on wood. Reverse it. No, that sentiment actually doesn't really appeal to me. Mm-hmm. I think, like, access that money provides definitely appeals to me. But I don't want, like, the idea of managing a large sums of money does not appeal to me at all. No.
I think it, like, corrupts you in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But, like, it changes your, like, composition as a person, I think. Like, especially, like, working with people that have, like, a lot of money and being in, I don't know, I just, especially, like, if you're, like, born into it and you're used to it and, like, people around you also have this, like, amount of wealth, it, like, really clouds the way in which you engage with the world, what you like, your reality is literally different.
Yeah, which is always like, it's so sobering when you like realize it, like when you like step into someone's like family home or like and you're just like, you don't understand how wealthy you are. Like there are so many times where I'm like the things that I would literally give up for to experience levels of comfort that people just like are completely unaware that they have. Like I was thinking about this the other day, but like just the ability to like go and like have like a high-end meal, like a quote-unquote like meal from a restaurant that isn't on Uber Eats, for example, is like something that must be really nice. You know, like little things like that, like being able to like afford physiotherapy must be nice. Buying a bed when you need a new one. Like, things like this where I'm just like, they actually have long-standing impacts.
Yeah. And it's also, like, those people that tend to be the stingiest, too. That's, like, that's the frustrating part.
Yeah.
Like, girl, I don't even care if you have, well, not that I don't care, but it's, like, you can have all the access, all the money, whatever. But, like, are you sharing it with the homies?
Are you not burdening
your homies that don't have the same level of access with, like, more labor? Oh, no, actually. You're asking people to Venmo you $10 for gas.
Yeah.
Like,
you're doing that shit in a
car, in a car that your parents pay for.
That's so wild to me.
It's like, well, it is $10. Like, you did ride in my car. Like, you do owe me this. And it's like, babes, like, you don't understand. Like,
yes, and that's,
you
can't gross. Even
argue. You're just like, you know what? Here you go.
Here you go. Take your fucking $10. Yeah.
Maddening. We should have an episode about that.
Rich people?
Yeah. Class, maybe. Do some research.
That would be like, yeah, that could be a good episode.
It's kind of like the one about billionaires that, like, Bob and Monet tried to do. I think it was, like, the one that was supposed to be about billionaires, because they ended up talking about, like, everything about billionaires.
Yeah, that was really funny, actually.
I think that always happens. I, like, don't even know at this point if they, like, play up their whole dynamic, or if that's literally how they are, just, like, always arguing, because it's, like, you press play, and then it's, like... No, Monet, that's not what I said.
No.
No, I understand what you said, Bob, but like, you know.
No, I think it's different if you're watching it. It's different if you're watching it. If you're just listening to it, it does sound like they're literally arguing, but they're like literally sitting at a table like holding hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, should I sub to their Patreon so I can see
it's
it?
It's great. I'll sub for you.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm like petty. I'm like, y'all don't need the extra money though.
They don't! I'm like, fuck you! They're they have 10,000 Patreon subscribers at like $10 each.
Wow.
I know. It's absolutely nuts. Wow. They're doing so well. I'm so happy for them.
I love that.
Bob's about to be an Emmy nominated like producer because they got the producer credit for We Are Here.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's great.
I know.
I will. Cute. Well, I guess that was the episode about hobbies and side hustles.
I don't think we really talked about hobbies.
It could be the one that was...
Hobbies adjacent.
What if we just say HSH? Yes, side hustle and hobbies. That'd be good.
Shit, the title is just shh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That could be funny. Yo, this, like, we just. This could be an inside joke for the two of us. That could work.
We're just workshopping this live
for
action.
Listening, y'all.
Thank you for listening.
And take care of yourselves.
Yes, stay safe. Don't get COVID. Well, if you get COVID, just stay inside. And... Oh, no. Bye. Just.